The Juju Lewis saga may be coming to an end, and it might not be the best news for the Auburn Tigers.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie
Fine. What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Happy Wednesday. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Is the Juju Lewis saga coming to an end? Will it be the Auburn Tigers? It's not looking great. What happened and what's the next move? We're going to dive into it. But before we get started, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy, Ford Stokes. If you want a happy ending for sure, you need to reach out to Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. You can get a custom portfolio analysis. We're not talking about a cookie cutter PowerPoint presentation. We're talking about diving in, looking at what you have going on. Will it get you to where you need to be? Where are the gaps and how do you fill those gaps? Ford is the guy for you. Check him out, retirementresults.com/plan, and you can get that free portfolio analysis, income gap analysis, all that good stuff. Ford will do it for you. He is a huge Auburn guy. Hopefully his bug is still high after this show, and I think everybody else's hopefully will be too. But definitely give him a shout out. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management, retirementresults.com/plan. All right. So if you've been listening to this show at all over the last couple of weeks, really, I think last couple of days, I mentioned that I felt like the Juju saga was nearing its end. I didn't want to be too specific, but I felt like the Juju saga was coming close to its end, and it's not officially over. It's not 100% the door is closed, but I felt like from the Auburn side, we would know one way or the other pretty soon. And honestly, I kind of felt like Monday was going to be that day. And news started to break early that probably middle of the day, that early vibes were not great. I think that it's sort of out there now that I think Auburn made a great pitch. I think Auburn went all in as much as they could. But in the end, I don't think it's going to end with Juju Lewis being an Auburn Tiger. I think there was a ton of confidence heading into the weekend. There was a big powwow over the weekend on the Auburn side. Make sure you had all your ducks in a row. Felt like, you know, Monday could be a good day. And for whatever reason, we'll talk about a little bit in detail about what happened. For those particular reasons that we'll talk about in a minute, it just doesn't seem like it's going to work out. It seems like there is an impasse with Juju Lewis and the people that surround him. And it just kind of is what it is. It's just, I don't think it's going to work out. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to, you know, they're going to point to their Auburn coping mechanism and say, I told you so. It was never going to happen. And things like that. And it's a dishonest way to look at it, because, you know, in a football game, you can say team A is going to lose, even if they may have the lead at some point in time. And if you say it a bunch of times, it could eventually come true to where, you know, a team with a lead ends up losing a game. And then you can point and say, I told you so. Yeah, but it doesn't paint the picture of the story. I think there was a time where Auburn had a ton of momentum. I think there was a time where the thought that he could end up at Auburn was 1,000% legit. I think going into this weekend, I was honestly expecting good news on Monday. I was expecting when I said I felt like there was a conclusion coming, all the intel, all of the talk, all of the momentum seemed to be in Auburn's favor. So for whatever reason, though, there just seems to be an impasse there that it's just not going to work out. So, but to the fan that says, you know, Auburn wasted his time. Auburn, you know, made a mistake. Auburn, whatever, should have moved on sooner. Auburn was never going to get that guy. Auburn can't get that kind of guy. You can't have things both ways, okay? You can't, on one hand, expect Auburn to win recruiting battles, and then on the other hand, say Auburn shouldn't have wasted their time because they're not going to get that kind of guy. You got to go toe-to-toe and try to win some of these battles, even if there is even if the mountain seems impossible to climb, even if the mountain seems too high. If you want to be the best, you got to be able to go. You still got to be willing to go toe-to-toe and win these kind of guys. I am not going to ever be one to say Juju's not worth it. He's washed. You know, that seems to be something that a lot of fans go to. Oh, he wasn't that good anyway, or, oh, we can get someone better, or, you know, Auburn didn't really want him. He wasn't a take. Like, you hear all of those things in recruiting. I will never say that about Juju Lewis. I think Juju Lewis is a spectacular quarterback. He's lit up the highest level of high school football in Georgia. I think he was worth every bit of the effort that Auburn put into it. And even if there was an obstacle there that was going to be hard to get over, even if there was that obstacle, I think it was worth it, because I think not only is he a great talent, but I think kids are going to want to play with him. So it is a big loss. It will be a big loss if it ends up the way it's trending and Juju does not end up at Auburn. It doesn't mean that the class is shot. It doesn't mean that you can't be successful. It doesn't mean that you can't win these types of battles, because and we'll discuss it in just a minute, but I think that the groundwork and everything that was put together for Juju on the NIL side was incredibly impressive. The alignment was incredibly impressive. The package, the deal was incredibly impressive, incredibly transparent. And I think to see that be put together for a kid of this caliber, I think it's something that can pay off in the future. And the good, another good thing is, you know, that you kind of freed some stuff up to go get some other players too. So I don't think it's the end of the world. I do think it's a big loss though. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to ever be a guy to say some kid's not that good, really not that good, because he doesn't come to Auburn. Juju's good. Juju's good. And I think if he goes to USC, he'll probably do really well. I don't know what kind of team they're going to have. I don't know what to expect out of USC, but I think Juju, it's not going to be Juju's fault. If Juju goes to Colorado, I don't see how. I think that would be a huge mistake from a common sense standpoint, because you're not ever going to have the talent around you that you need to succeed. I think it could be he will be able to start day one at Colorado, but he'll probably have some level of success offensively. I don't think they're ever going to be good. I don't think Colorado's ever going to be good, but I think Juju can probably have some success there as well. And if it's between those two, you know, whatever. At least he's not in the SEC, I guess. So, again, if it trends the way it's trending, it's not going to be Auburn. And I think that is a big loss, but I don't think it's the end of this class. And I think there's some pivots that Auburn can make to still add a really, really good passer that can bring some hype and can excite some folks to be able to rally around and add some recruits around. So we'll talk about who that could possibly be in a minute, but let's talk about what happened. Okay, what happened here? One thing that I think Auburn had from an NIL perspective that is an incredible strength and sometimes maybe an incredible weakness is, I talked about it just a second ago, transparency. Okay, the Auburn NIL on to victory, they do an incredible job. Jason Campbell, Brett Whiteside, all those guys, they do an unbelievable job of laying things out there that are concrete for people to see, for players to see. Okay. This is not a maybe a possibility. This is it. This is what you get. This is what you, this is what the worth of your position is that typically gets, you know, from an NIL perspective. And this is what we have to offer. And there's no strings attached. It's not like there is no possible national sponsorship tied in. This is 100% from On to Victory and the collective and fans putting in and hoping to get autographs and appearances and videos and things like that. And it's very competitive. You've seen the results. You've seen results already. Look at last year's class. The transparency is a huge strength because you're not going to ever get in a situation like Florida where kids sign up and they show up and whoa, hold on. What about this fine print down here? You don't read the fine print. And it turns out that this number is not really this number because there is a lot of not necessarily stipulations, but there's a lot of, well, if this big national sponsor comes in or this sponsor comes in, if this or this sponsor comes in, then it's this number. Auburn's not like that. And I respect that. And I think it's I think in the long run, it's better to be that way because trust, kids know, agents know, the number is the number. We're not going to get burned when we come to Auburn, okay? On the flip side, the weakness a little bit sometimes is the transparency. The number is the number, okay? Now, what you could earn outside of the number, could you get a national sponsorship? Absolutely. That could very well happen. It doesn't typically happen to true freshmen. If you're just being honest, name the last true freshman that had a big national deal. The only one that I can really think of that's worth anything as a true freshman, not sophomore, junior, senior, true freshman, was Bryce Young. He, if you remember, when he signed, it didn't even have anything to do with Alabama. He signed, he got a huge deal with Colin Cowherd, I believe his podcast network. He had a big podcast, got paid a ton of money, basically day one for signing, not for signing with Alabama, but just because he was going to be a collegiate athlete, and that was a deal that came along with it. A lot of schools will put that kind of stuff in their number. So the number looks way higher than what Auburn puts out there, but in reality, it's not the real number. And I think that's what we're dealing with here. I really do. I think that's what we're dealing with here. And there's some ancillary things also when you're dealing with California, when you're dealing with Los Angeles that you have to deal with. The number may be a good number, but hey, let's factor in all the different costs that are associated with living in Los Angeles. Hey, you get a paycheck in Los Angeles, you're gonna have really high state income taxes, way higher than you are in Auburn. Your apartment, your house, whatever, absorbently higher property cost than it would be in Auburn. So your groceries, gas, everything that goes along with living over there costs more. Okay, so even though your number may be a little bit higher. Number, and I put number in quotation marks, even though your number may be a little bit higher, when you adjust everything, is it really still higher than what you have at Auburn? And I think Auburn did that math. I think Auburn knew basically where USC stood. And I think Auburn knew, okay, I know it costs this. I know it costs this. Again, this is how good they are. They know what in reality, what that number is. And I think they put a great plan out there to say, hey, look, you may have on paper hire this, but this is in reality, this is actually what it is. And what we're offering is much better. Okay. So again, transparency. And then you got Colorado, which I could talk forever about I'm going to be political. Okay. I'm going to stay political. I could talk forever about, you know, the way they do things, and you know, it is what it is, but it's hard to compete sometimes with it is hard to compete sometimes with us with the celebrity of Deion. It just is. And then you know, some of the national brands that are tied to him that he can say, you know, if you come here, there's a chance you could get this because I got this. So again, they can put a number together that's very contingent on multiple other factors happening. Auburn's not that way. Auburn's NIL is not that way. I think it's very competitive. It's done. It's run very well, and it's very by the book. You're never going to have recruiting violations. You're never going to have issues with kids unhappy with their deal, saying we got lied to, getting in lawsuits like Florida is. I just don't think you're ever going to have that issue. The transparency is a strength, but sometimes it can be a weakness because we're not going to BS. I mean, I'm sorry, we're just not going to do that. And I think the right kids, I think that hits home with their parents. I think that hits home with them. And I think you've seen the character. You talk about the culture of this last class and the team in general, where Hugh is building up. And I'm not saying Juju Lewis would have hurt that culture. So don't take that and say that's what I'm saying. But I think the strength of the transparency of that program, it leads to good faith, trust, and buy-in. So I think that's sort of what, when you talk about, okay, well, C5, what happened? How do we lose this battle? I think Auburn had a very, very competitive number, a real hard number. And I think that there is some pie in the sky dreams of some fake, inflated, contingent numbers out there that Auburn's not willing to meet, because we're going to give you the concrete idea of how it's going to be from an NIL perspective. Okay. So that's what I think happened. I'm proud of the way that we run things. I'm proud of the way that we do things, and I think it's going to win a lot more times than it's going to lose. And especially as the years go by and kids start to really see from the other side, like really see programs that don't do it the right way, I think you're going to really see Auburn kind of start to stand out even more. So, in a nutshell, that's what I think happened. I may go into more detail once this thing's final. And again, there could be a reality check. It would have to be in a very short order, because I think Auburn's about to pivot. Auburn's about to pivot hard and about to pivot fast. There could be a reality check, and we understand that this isn't as real as we think it is, and Auburn may be the more legitimate option. That very well could happen. I'm not going to say it's impossible. It's just a long shot, but it may, you know, maybe that something like that could happen. So we'll just have to see how this thing plays out. But from a finality standpoint, I think Auburn is very close to a finality with Auburn and Julian Lewis. And I don't think that he's going to be an Auburn Tiger anymore. And I think that's literally changed in the last 48 hours. I really do. I think that's something that was trending in the right direction in the last 48 hours. It just, it didn't work out. There was an impasse that we just couldn't get past. So what do you do next? You got to pivot, and you got to pivot fast. You can't go very much longer without having a quarterback. People talk about what could those names be? Who are those names? Who could that possibly be? And there's two names that it seems like are the guys that you're going to move to. I think one's way more legitimate than the other. And it's Deuce Knight and KJ Lacy. KJ Lacy's been a consistent name, committed to Texas from Saraland, Alabama. Very, very talented quarterback. He's a high four-star, top 250 guy. I think any other year, if that's your guy from the get-go, everybody's excited. Everybody's elated. But you tried to go win some big battles. You tried to go get a Hassan Longstreet. You tried to go get Juju Lewis. And you know, it didn't work out. But you were constant with KJ Lacy. I think he could be a move that you make, and you could make pretty quickly. And I think it's something that I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. I really just don't think he wants to go to Texas. I think ultimately he would love to be at Auburn. And if the call is made, and the money is right, or the NIL is right, the situation is right, I think that is something that Auburn could pivot and move to very quickly. Deuce Knight is another name, winner of the Elite 11, that seems to be constant. Auburn had a relationship with him early last year, honestly. There were times last year when I think Auburn thought he may go ahead and jump in the class. And I think there may have been some times where he wanted to. There was some controversy over – there was a little bit of issues with his, playing for – transferring to the private school in Tennessee – playing one game, it not working out, and then he moved back to Mississippi, and there was just a lot of confusion, a lot of stuff up in the air there, and you just weren't really sure if that was the move you wanted to make. But he seems to be locked in where he's at and having a really good into last season, a really good summer, has all the physical tools. He's committed to Notre Dame, so that could be also a move. And we'll break down these guys in depth. I think there's going to be names to watch. But if I had to guess right now, if I had to just make a guess, not 100% intel based, I'd say Auburn probably makes a move on KJ Lacy pretty quickly. And I think that would be a smart move. I think I really do. And we'll talk about why that would be a really smart move later on. But I'm the master of the book. You know, I love to be, I sometimes get criticized because I'm too positive. But hey, news is news, and I want to be transparent. I want to be real, and put it out there. And I'm just saying, based off of reports that you've read on different message boards and intel that I've gathered, it just seems like there just is a impasse that cannot be crossed with Julian Lewis. That is, it's unfortunate. But I don't see him being the quarterback anymore. I had him predicted to Auburn for a long time, and I think that was, I think at the time that was good information. I think at the time I think he was really trending this way, and then as late as again maybe Monday, Sunday evening, Monday, I think there just is an obstacle that we just can't quite get across. So we'll see what happens. You never know. You never know in recruiting. There could be a Hail Mary and you land him, or there could be a pivot pretty quick. And who knows? We could see a commitment pop within, we could see a commitment pop while you're listening to the show. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. I definitely think you're going to have somebody in the boat or to either before Big Cat weekend or to ready to pop at Big Cat weekend. We'll see who that's going to be. So, and we'll talk about it as different news pops up. But that's the deal for today. I hope you still have a great Wednesday. You pick yourself up. Auburn went toe to toe. They're willing to go toe to toe. They're willing to go up against the best for the best. And they're going to win some. And they're going to lose some. So hopefully there's a little bit more wins in the future. So we'll see what happens. Still think there's a good July on tap as far as commitments go. And if things play right, Auburn can still be right back in that top five mix. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. If you like this video, like it, subscribe to this channel, get in the comments, let me know what you think. Did Auburn make a mistake going this long? Are you proud of the battle? Do you think Auburn, will ever get a quarterback of this caliber? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it in the comments. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And again, we'll get after it again tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.